This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Good Tuesday morning here, broadcasting live from Broadcast Central, Prayer Central in Austin, Texas. Dale Gentry here on a Tuesday. And, of course, we're broadcasting live from 9 to 10 o'clock. Excuse me, 10 to 11 o'clock Central Time. And then, of course, this program is being replayed throughout the day. This is a really, really big day for somebody because I believe that one word from God can change your life forever. This is Prophetic Tuesday. Welcome to BPN Radio. And we are celebrating 50 years in the ministry around the clock, around the globe. We are broadcasting, keeping the fire burning on the altar. We remember the Breakout Prayer Network. So let's pray, America. Each day we're keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, and all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. We're watching and praying just as Jesus taught us to do. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. This is Prophetic Tuesday, so get ready because one word from God can change your life forever. Well, this is a wonderful day. I love Prophetic Tuesdays. In fact, I am so excited. I am so enthused about what God is speaking to me and about what God is saying and about what God is doing in people, that I'm going to have a prophetic Wednesday. Now, Thursday will be a day of intercession. But, well, I'm so excited because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. And I just know today is a really, really big day for somebody. So, Father, we just pray the will of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God be done here on BPN Radio on this Tuesday. So this is a great day. This is a wonderful day. This is a marvelous day that the Lord has made. So we will rejoice and be glad in it. I want you to get ready now. I want you to just anoint your ears to hear the voice of the Lord, your eyes to see what He's saying, because we are about to prophesy.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak made strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. The giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for your word, for here we will meet you, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ.
Hey, welcome to Prophetic Tuesday. Well, what an honor it is to be able to minister to you today here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me today. I'm going to be giving some individual words today because I believe that one word from God can change your life, and that is forever. So here's what I've been hearing the Holy Spirit say. And I do have some people that I'm going to pray for today, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't follow the money, follow your heart. There's a lot of people that spend their whole life following money. They will leave and go to a distant land for $100 a month raise. And they consider the value of their life, their income, their finances, their money. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't follow the money, follow your heart. Because what is in your heart is in your hand. Oh, you got to get this now. Don't follow the money. Follow your heart. Whatever is in your heart is in your hand. And whatever is in your hand will take you to places you've never been, cause you to do things you've never done, say things you never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated in, and get promotions you've never received. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that God is at work in your life, but you've got to follow your heart. Because whatever's in your heart is in your hand. Somebody says, well, I just have this heart to do things. Well, you can do it. You can do all things. You can do all things. And I'm just announcing today that that some of you are having a breakout day. Not a breakdown day, but a breakout day. You say, what is a breakout? We were Breakout Prayer Network. David said, I'm going to run through a troop and I'm going to leap over a wall. When you run through a troop, that's hard work. But it just takes a leap of faith to get over a wall. But when you get over the wall, you begin to do great exploits for God. So I am telling you about the power of an announcement. And some of you today, you don't need just another word. There's a lot of people that's got lots of words, but they've never done anything with their word. Your word is a valuable thing. And you either say, that's a word for me, or that's not a word for me. You don't have to receive it. If you do receive it, then you have to take responsibility for it. And so, you know, you've heard my story many, many times. And when the Holy Spirit spoke to me in 1966 in February and said, son, you give me the first hour of your day and I'll change your life. And I told Gene, I'm going to get up and start giving God the first hour of my day. I made an announcement. And I did. And it changed my life. And then in June of 1966, David Wilkerson, the prophet, was preaching. God called me to preach. And I went back to the radio station where I was an announcer behind a microphone, as I am today, only a little different situation. I'm speaking to the whole world today. And I said, I'm a preacher. And they looked at me in a very strange way. Now, one day, about 10 o'clock in the morning, I was a radio announcer. The next day, about 10 a.m., I was a preacher. There's a lot of people that says, well, it's just going to take me a long time just to get into it. No, just step into it. What are you talking about? Well, Jesus said, I'm building your faith now because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And Jesus said to Peter, after he'd fished all night and caught no fishes, hey, Peter, I want you to go back and fish again, and I want you to launch out into the deep. And Peter... He was amazed because he had fished all night, the Bible said, and caught nothing. It may appear to some of you that listening to my voice here on this Tuesday, it may appear that nothing is happening in your life. It may be that you're just in a sea of hopelessness, helplessness, and your voice has been drowned out. It appears that nothing's going to take place, but you are here at this point in time, at this point in life, for a purpose. You could have been born any time history past, any time history future, but here you are now. And you need to do it. And when am I going to get to do it? You'll do it when you do it. That's what happened, because a lot of people are just waiting around. Where does it all start? Well, it starts by looking into your heart. What is in your heart? Your heart is your passion. And whatever is in your heart is in your hand. And whatever is in your hand will take you to places you never thought you could go, do things you never believed you could do, meet people you never met, and so forth and so on, et cetera, et cetera. So what am I saying? One day, I was a radio announcer. Now, the next day I went back to work. I did not quit my job, but I started preaching. And I announced that I was a preacher, but no pastor would let me come and preach. So I invited myself, and I began to hold a revival in my home. I became a preacher. And so Jesus said to Peter, go out, launch out into the deep. And he caught nothing, and he didn't believe necessarily with his mind that he could possibly catch anything during the daytime. But he said to his friend John, I'm going to go fishing. And John said, if you're going to go, I'm going to go with you. And when you begin to make an announcement, somebody's going to believe in you, and somebody is going to go with you, and somebody is going to help you. Do you believe? You believe the power of announcement. And I had to find somebody that believed in me. And a fellow worker at KWFT radio station where I was working, named Joe Tom White, he's still alive today, still my friend, he believed in me, gave me a Bible. And so I made the announcement, and then it happened. And so the power of announcement. And Gene and I went out. I announced we're going to go out into full-time ministry. We went in 1967, and then we started traveling. Then the Holy Spirit spoke to me one morning. You're gonna start going to places that you've been going to, and you're going to stay for weeks and months at a time. I was going 3 days at a time, but now the Holy Spirit said you're going to go for weeks and months at a time. So I made the announcement. And nothing happened for a while, but Gene and I began to prepare ourselves because we made the announcement we're going to go start going places we've never been, do things we've never done. We're going to stay for weeks, months at a time. I remember I made the announcement after the Holy Spirit spoke, gave me a prophetic word. You're going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God. I began to make preparations, getting my passport and getting ready, making the announcement. I'm going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God. So today is the day that some of you are going to make an announcement. And there's a lot of people who's gotten a lot of words. And some of those words are now words. Some are future words, confirming words. Some are new words. But I'm here to tell you today that you can step in. You can step into your future today. And all you have to do is just make the announcement. Make the announcement. Peter said, I'm going to go fishing. And if you are not careful, you can get lost in the crowd until your voice just becomes another voice. And there's a lot of people that are in churches today where they're just lost in the crowd. They go there, nothing happens, they go home, and they've never found their place. How can we go through life? Let me ask you a question today. How can you go through life and not fulfill the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life? How can you do it? And it's not about the money. Don't follow the money. I've never followed the money. And every church that Gene and I have pastored, we've never negotiated a contract, never negotiated how much they're going to pay us, what our salary is going to be. And, you know, I've just did what is in my heart, because what was in my heart was in my hand. And when you do what is in your hand, the money will follow you. There's a lot of people that follow the money, don't follow the money, follow what's in your hand. Well, what if I don't have much? But if you're fulfilled in life by doing what God has put in your heart, and even from your mother's womb, then it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. So you must declare, I'm not going to get lost in the crowd. I'm going to declare what I know in my knower. And you know, there is a knower. I don't know exactly where it's at. Somewhere around your heart and your belly is your knower. But when you know something, you got to know that you know that you know this is what is in my heart to do. You say, well, what if I can't make a living at it? Well, work a day job until your gift, your anointing, your purpose begins to pay for itself, because the Bible says a person's gift will make room for him. And so today is your day. I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to pray for people that are really bold and that is really willing today to make an announcement. And I know that that's pretty challenging, but some of you have given, you know, for the past several weeks, I've been doing prophetic sessions here on BPN radio because I love to do this. I have prophesied over thousands of people in the past 30 plus years that I've served as a prophetic voice to leading churches in America and all across America and different parts of the world. And I'm here to tell you that I want to be a breakout partner with you. I want to be a breakout partner because I believe that God is calling 11th hour workers, people that's not declared who they are, what they're called to do. And but there are people that have things in their heart, and you say, well, how can I? Well, I'll help you. You say, what do you mean? Well, I'll just help you. I'll play your sermon on BPN radio. I'll play your song, or you can share a testimony, or I don't know. But whatever I can do to help, that's what I want to do. And so, you know, one word from God. A man came to me years ago in Oklahoma and said to me, Dale, I'm going to run for lieutenant governor of the state of Oklahoma. And I said to Spencer Bernard, I'll help you. He said, there's already 16 people running for lieutenant governor of the state of Oklahoma. I said, I'll help you. And he did win. And he was there for 8 years. And I have a spiritual granddaughter's name is Rachel. And she goes by the stage name of Ray Lynn. And I prophesied years ago that she was going to be in the country music field. And I told her that I would help her. I prayed for her. When she started to go on The Voice, she called and said, would you pray for me? And so today she's about to release her new album. I have a spiritual grandson named Leland. When he was young, he and his brother Jack, I'd lay hands on them, pray for them, and promote them. And they've already won. They've been already nominated for 4 Grammy Awards. What am I saying? I prophesied over the boxer Evander Holyfield. He was going to make a major comeback. He said, would you help me? And I said, yeah. I traveled with him for a while, and I'm willing to help. I'm willing to help some of you. And but you need to make an announcement today. You say, what? You need to make an announcement today. Today. And what I'm going to do, the power of an announcement. And, you know, I've made many announcements. I announced that I was going to start leading prayer 24 hours a day on internet radio. Before I ever went on BPN radio, I began to announce that I was going on. And I found some people to help me. And our engineer and IT guy, and then some other people said, I'm going to help you. And so I believe that God is raising up what I call 11th hour workers. That doesn't mean you're necessarily a young person, but you just kept a secret about who you are and what you want to do. And in the past, I've been calling first names and just reading your name off and giving you a prophecy. But today is a different day. Today's a different day. And I want you to make an announcement. You say, what am I going to announce? You are going to announce what is in your heart. I am so thankful that I've got to live a life of doing what was in my heart. Not just working away, and I know you need to make a living, but there's got to be more to life than making a living, making your budget, meeting your budget. And so it's got to be that I'm fulfilling what is in my heart. Who's going to help me? I'm going to help you. There'll be some other people to help you, but you got to make an announcement. So here's what we're going to do today. We've not done it this way before, but we're going to do it today. And I'm going to have those of you that want me to pray for you, no more first names today. Now, I'm not saying we won't do that in the future, but no first names today. What are we going to do today? Today is the day that I begin to call people's names, your first name and your last name, and I'm going to give you a number to call, and I'm going to announce some names, and I'm going to give you priority for calling. I'm going to give you a number. You'll be on the air. You say, I don't want to be on the air. Okay. Well, you may need to wait till tomorrow, because today I'm going to have some people that have something in your heart, and you are going to announce to the world what is in your heart. And I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you, and it's going to be an incredible, incredible time in your life, because I believe that some of you are only one step away, one step away from doing some incredible stuff for God. So you say, who are you going to pray for today? Well, I have some names. And if you're willing to call and give me your last name, give everybody your last name, then I'm going to pray for you. And I want you to make an announcement. And you're going to announce what's in your heart. And it's going to be, you say, well, what if people make fun of me? Who cares? What if people don't believe me? Who cares? What if people ridicule me? You know what that's called? That's called intimidation. And so many people are intimidated. That's why you never do great exploits. But you say, I'm not intimidated. I'm going to announce to the whole world what's going to happen. And so I don't know what it is, but whatever's in your heart. And then we're going to make the announcement. And then I'm going to pray for you. So here is a group of people that I have on my list. First of all, Jim W, O.C., Obdulia C, Grace S, Marcus R, Donna B, Isabel P, Sabata P, Bubba E, Chad W, Corey R, Brian D, John M, Tracy B, Kim D, Ann K, Misty M, Adam M, Sharian D. Okay, that's the first group that I have to pray for. Somebody may say, well, I'm not going to call because I'm afraid. Well, this is not your day, but you'll say, I'm going to call. And if you start calling and there's a busy signal, you just keep calling, okay? So here's the number. You got to write it down, 979-596-0195. 979-596-0195. Some of you are only one step away, so you better start calling now.
What if you could go back and relive one day of your life all over again and unmake the mistake that left you a million miles away from the you once knew? Now yesterday's shame keeps saying that you'll never get back. Long track. But
okay, who am I talking to?
This is Isabel P.
Oh, what's your last name?
On Facebook, it's Promises.
Okay, Isabel Promises. Tell me the announcement you want to make right now.
The announcement I'm going to make is that I will speak with the microphone, and I will redig wells that have been shut up and remind people of the promises of God.
Father, I pray right now for Isabel Promises, and that she's living up to her last name, because you are not a promise breaker, Lord. You are a promise keeper. And I declare that you are keeping promises for Isabel in Jesus' name. And those promises that you have given her will not fail. And I declare, like the prophet Samuel, who said he will not let one word fall to the ground. So I declare in Jesus' name over you, Isabel, that you will not allow one word to fall to the ground. And you will encourage other people to do the same. So I declare that God is at work, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So make the announcement. Whatever it may be, make the announcement and begin to make the plans. And so I declare that God is at work. He's keeping his promises over you, Isabel. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.
Step away, lay down your old chains.
Okay, you're on BPN Radio. Who am I talking to?
This is Misty Mitchell.
Misty Mitchell. Okay, are you ready to make an announcement?
I am.
All right. You make the announcement here on BPN Radio. The whole world's listening.
Okay. I just want exactly what God has for me and my family and our husband and my husband. And so we just want to walk in whatever he calls us to do.
What do you see, Misty, what do you see yourself doing? What's in your heart? What's your passion?
Well, right now we are children's pastors and we absolutely love it. And we feel that that's exactly where the Lord has called us. And we're focusing really hard right now on being able to minister to the family as a whole and to parents and parenting, and really want to continue to be able to minister to the parents, really, and for the families to continue to come together as a whole the way that the Lord has called us to.
All right, Mr. Mitchell, I'm praying for you right now. Father, I just pray for Misty Mitchell making an announcement today, Lord, that you've placed children in her heart and being able to minister to the parents. I declare by the Holy Ghost that God is giving you and your husband a ministry to families. And we have become, in days gone by, and maybe even in times now, we become a very segregated church. But there's going to come a day that you will have the opportunity to pioneer a ministry where you will be ministering to the entire family. One of the reasons I'm in the ministry today was because I went into the service, the auditorium. I sat with my mom and dad, and I was able to experience the Holy Spirit, able to experience what God was doing, the atmosphere, the anointing. So I declare over you, Misty, the hand of God is upon you. I declare there's a pioneer spirit in your heart. When I prophesy, it could be a now word, future word, a confirming word, or maybe a brand new word. But I declare that God is going to bring you into a place where you and your husband are ministering to entire families at one time. Now, I'm not trying to cast aspersions on churches that are having that are segregated, and they have one group here, one group there. But sometimes that is wonderful, and sometimes it's not so good. The future, I believe, of you guys is going to be have a family place where everybody is coming in, meeting together, you're working together, the old and the young working together, and people of all different walks of life and different age groups. So when I prophesy, I just prophesy in part. So that's the part I'm giving you, Misty. So I bless you. You keep speaking, declaring what's in your heart. So thank you for calling today here on BPN Radio. God bless you.
Thanks.
Okay, somebody give me a call. I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. Some of you are only one step away. Okay, the next thing, I want you to call me, those that want to make an announcement today here on BPN Radio, 979-596-0195. And this program is not for the faint-hearted, so I don't want to get my full name on radio. Well, tomorrow I'll be ministering over some people, maybe just calling their first name. But if you want to call me today, the number to call is 979-596-0195. I believe that God is at work in your life. I believe some of you are going to step into the next thing of your life. Some of you are only one step away. And this is a great day here on BPN Radio. Give me a call. I'm going to pray.
Spend all my time dreaming what the future's going to bring. And all of this time,
There's a world passing by right in front of me. Set my sights on tomorrow. Well, I'm tripping over today. Who says big things are somewhere off in the distance? I don't want to look back just to see all the times that I missed it. I want to be here and now, starting right here, right now. With the very next words of love to be spoken, to the very next heart shattered and broken, to the very next way you're gonna use me. Show me the next thing. Breathe out a song of praise to you. Let my very next step be on a road that was planned by you. Lord, wherever you're leading me, that's where I want to be.
Okay, I've called some names that I've never heard from, but I'm just going to open the phone lines. And you say, well, I'd like to make an announcement. Okay, here we go. This could be your day, your time, 979-596-0195, 979-596-0195. You want to give your name and say, I'm going to make an announcement today. And I'm going to declare what is in my heart. And I just believe that God is ready for you to start doing something. Make that announcement. All right, 979-596-0195. I'm going to wait on you right now. 979-596-0195. Okay, you're on BPN Radio. Who is this? Who am I talking to?
Hi, Pastor Dill. This is Grace S.
All right, can you give your last name?
Simpson.
Grace Simpson. Okay, tell me the announcement you want to make on BPN Radio.
I'd like to announce that I'm completely healed from the brain tumor and that I'll have the energy to be able to travel with my daughter the way she wants me to and be a good wife and mother to my children.
Grace Simpson, I set myself in agreement with your announcement today in Jesus' name that you are healed of that tumor and that you'll travel with your daughter. And I also declare that you're going to be an incredible speech therapist. I see you as a speech therapist, whether it be a now word or a future word, and God is going to use you in a marvelous way. I bless you. I declare that you are blessed today. Grace, I'm so happy for you. So thank you for calling. And thank you for your future as you travel with your daughter and you become that speech therapist. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, here we go. Give me a call. I'm ready. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. We are getting wild today. Yes, we are. Why should we live a normal life?
I spend all my time dreaming what the future's gonna bring.
All right.
And all of this time, there's a world passing by right in front of me. Set my sights on tomorrow. Well, I'm tripping over today.
Okay, I lost somebody. Call me back. Whoever, just call me. Call me back. All right, who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Julia Covarrubias.
Okay, what is your name?
Abdulia Covarrubias.
Oh, that's a beautiful name. Okay, you ready to make an announcement?
Yes.
Okay, give me your announcement.
I will break down the walls of religion and tradition, and one day I will be prophesying over many a time and let go of my fears.
I set myself in agreement with you, young lady, that God is going to respond to your announcement. And I see you on television across America and different nations in the South. And I see you. Turn your radio down. I see you on television. I see you calling people to America from other nations of the world to come and help with this revival that has been released through Spanish-speaking people. I declare the hand of God is upon you. I declare over you, young lady, that God is going to use you to minister in high places and very significant places, and your face will be seen on television by millions of people as well as YouTube. I bless you in the name of Jesus, and I declare today is the first day of the most remarkable day of your life. Remember when the Lord, the angel of the Lord said to Mary, you're going to have a baby. She said, who me? Sometimes we try to say, who me? Well, I do that. And the Lord is saying, yes, you, Obdulia. And so I declare over you, Obdulia, that the hand of God is upon you. And thank you for making the announcement. You continue to make that announcement because we create our worlds by the words that we speak. Thank you for being on BPN Radio today. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. Give me a call. I feel the Holy Ghost today. I feel the Holy Ghost. Okay, you're on BPN Radio. Who am I speaking to?
Moore in Del City, Oklahoma.
Okay, what is your first name?
Vicky.
Yes.
Okay,
you want to rank? You ready to make an announcement?
I am ready. I have been homebound for a while, and I'm ready to come out of this house and go and minister to people that are homebound. I want to minister to people in the hospital that need just someone to come in and just talk with the family, just talk with them and pray over them and speak to them. And that's my desire, but my main desire is to get out of this house and be able to do the Lord's will and be able to walk again and be able to do the things that He wants me to do.
Okay, Vicky, say, I want you to say, I'm coming out of this house.
I am coming out of this house today.
And I'm going to minister to homebound people.
And I'm going to minister to homebound people.
Father, I set myself in agreement with Vicky right now in Jesus' name that that whatever she sees, she can have. If she can see it, she can have it. So I declare that she's making the announcement. I set myself in agreement with this announcement with Vicky today. In Jesus' name, I declare she's coming out of the house ministering to homebound people, and she is lifting up her voice, speaking to those that have become tone deaf. They have heard, I hear the Holy Ghost saying you're going to speak to people that have become tone deaf because they have heard bad news and they have spoken so many negative words over themselves that they can't, people try to encourage them and they can't hear them. People try to give them a word, they can't hear it, but you're going to speak to people, and suddenly people that have been tone deaf are going to begin to hear, Vicky. So I declare God is responding to the words, the power of your announcement today. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Okay. Thank you. Give me a call, 979-596-0195. And, wow, this is a wonderful day because I believe that God is speaking to people the power of an announcement. And, wow, I'm calling some of you to give me a call. You're on my list today. I prayed for Grace and Abdulia and Isabel and Sabata. I'm waiting for you. Bubba, Chad, Corey, Brian, John M., Tracy B., Kim D., Ann K., and I prayed for Misty Mitchell and Adam M. and Sharon Donahue and whoever else is out there that wants to give me a call and just say, I'm ready to make an announcement, and I'm going to pray for you. And you say, well, I'm both. You got to be willing to announce to the world. You say, well, what if I'm misunderstood? Who cares? What if people don't agree with me? Who cares? What if I'm embarrassed? No, don't be embarrassed because, you know, what's in your hand What is in your heart is in your hand. And so I'm just here encouraging people today. And you are the most important thing that I could do at this very, very moment. On Prophetic Tuesday, I've got a lot of people that's given me their first name, and I've been calling first names and their last initial an initial. But I'm ready to give a prophetic word today that people that call me, and you just say, well, I'd like for Dale to pray for me. So I'm going to pray for you. You say, well, I don't really want to be on radio, but you've got to take a step of faith today. And sometimes that one step of faith can just lead to most incredible things. 979-596-0195. And I'm playing the Casting Crowns, the very next thing, because I believe there's some things that in your heart today that God wants to do, that he wants to fulfill. And I'm for you. I believe that you just can't go through life. You got to live life. Live life. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life, have it more abundantly. And who am I talking to today?
This is Donna Boyce.
Hey, Donna. Can you turn your radio down? Turn it off? All right.
I turned it off.
Okay, good.
Is it better?
I was hearing myself in the background. Hey, it's good to have you on BPN Radio today, Donna B. And are you ready to make an announcement?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go for it.
My name is Donna Boyce, and I believe I'm turning 66 tomorrow, and I believe there is new beginnings, and I am getting ready to move in prophetic evangelism.
Okay, I set myself in agreement with you, Donna. Do you know that there are people everywhere that long for a word from God? And sometimes you may say, you know, I have a prophecy for you, or I have a prediction for you. And so you can call it either one if you're in the secular world. And I'm just prophesying over you and declaring that there is a release of that prophetic anointing, and God is going to begin to give you words for people around you, people that you know or people that you don't know. And I've given thousands and thousands of prophetic words of people that just lined up and waiting for a word. But I've also given many, many words over just people that I've never met and just say, could I pray for you? I have a prediction for your life. And, you know, people, they go to psychics. So many people spend thousands of dollars going to psychics because they want to know something about their future.
Yeah.
So I just release that in you, Donna. It doesn't mean that you have to go to a church. I don't have to go to a church to prophesy over people. God can release that anointing, and there's something about once you start, and you may just have two or three words or two or three sentences that God begins to work in your life. So I set myself in agreement with you, Donna Boyce, concerning that prophetic anointing, that deep desire, passion that is in your heart to share prophetic words, knowing that one word from God can change your life forever. And so I just release that. I bless you and declare that God is at work in your life. I declare there's no intimidation. What is it that keeps us from doing great things for God? We get intimidated. And so I break all intimidation off of you. I declare that God is at work and that he's going to begin to give you prophetic words, and one word will lead to another. And so, and that anointing and that gifting will increase. So I bless you today here on BPN Radio, Donna.
I receive that in Jesus' name.
All right. God bless you. Give me a call. Hey, hey, the very next thing. But I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now. I just feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I'm so thankful I'm getting to pray for some really bold people today. And what is your name? Who's on the air? Okay, I've got somebody on the air. Who am I talking to? Okay, I guess I lost you. Give me a call back. Give me a call back if you will, because God has the very next thing for you. And if you want to give me a call, the number to call while I'm waiting for someone to call here on BPN Radio is 979-596-0195. 979-596-0195.
There's a world passing by right in front of me. Set my sights on tomorrow. Well, I'm tripping over today. Who says big things are somewhere off in the distance? I don't want to look back just to see all the times that I missed it. I want to be here and now, starting right here, right now. Will the very next words of love to be spoken? To the very next heart shattered and broken? Very next way, you're gonna use me. Show me the next thing. I'll do the next thing. Love my very next breath. Breathe out a song of praise to you. Let my very next step be on a road that was planned by you.
Lord, I pray. Wow, this is a radical broadcast today. Why should we operate in the normal? I'm gonna make an announcement today. While I wait for somebody else to give me a call, I'm gonna make an announcement. I'm gonna help a lot of people get started. And God has given me a microphone, and I'm gonna do something radical in days to come. What am I gonna do? I'm going to help some people get started. Get started in business, get started in ministry, get started in radio, get started in preaching, get started in, as a pastor. And I'm also going to help some of you get restarted. You know, there's some people out there that you need to get restarted. Huh? You need to go, you need to get started. You say, well, I fell down. Well, you need to get up. You say, well, I got voted out. Well, you know, the Holy Spirit's able to vote you in somewhere else. When one door closes, another door opens. Do you understand what I'm saying? When one door closes, another door opens. And so the power of an announcement. And somebody just needs to make a bold announcement today. I had a young lady that came to me several years ago, and she was pregnant. She'd had several miscarriages. And she said, I'm afraid to tell anybody, I'm afraid to tell anyone that I'm pregnant again, that I'm going to have a baby, because I've had so many miscarriages, I'd be embarrassed again to say to people, no, I've had another miscarriage. So I said to her, here's what you do. You tell everybody you know, I'm going to have a baby. You get the baby room ready. You get the baby bed prepared. And you do it all. You get ready. And but you got to make that announcement. And so she did. She got real bold. She began to make the announcement. I'm going to have a baby. And today that little girl is, 7, 8 years old. She had that baby. And I declare today the power of announcement here on BPN Radio. So I declare in Jesus' name that I'm not only on here leading prayer, but I'm also helping other people get started. And as a prayer leader, as a pastor, as a preacher, and whatever. So I'm here for you. This is a radical day. And who's on the who's calling today?
Hello, my name is Ricardo P.
Okay, give me your last name.
Perez.
Ricardo Perez. Okay, yes. Are you ready to make an announcement on BPN Radio?
Yes, sir.
All right, go for it.
So I pray for spreading the gospel to many nations.
Wait, just a minute. Ricardo, just make the announcement what you're going to do.
Spread the gospel to many nations in love. Be a father figure to the lost and those growing up without a father.
Okay. Father, I set myself in agreement with Ricardo in Jesus' name, Ricardo Perez, that he is going to minister in different nations of the world. He's going to be a father to the fatherless. I set myself in agreement with you, Ricardo, and declare that God is at work. And there is so many young men that do not have a spiritual father, the love of a father. And I declare the passion that is in your heart is going to be demonstrated by your tears. And you're going to find yourself waking up in the middle of the night weeping. And your face and your bed sheets will be wet with tears because of the compassion that God has given you for children on the streets of this nation and the streets of the nations of the world. And I declare there will come a day, Ricardo, that you will play a key role in orphanages and villages where the gospel has not been preached. I declare there will come a day that you will minister in villages where the gospel has never been preached. So I declare, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, and get started. Make the announcement, get started, declare it, because the hand of God is upon you. I bless you, Ricardo, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. Well, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you very, very much. The lines are open. If you want me to pray for you, I'm here.
I spend all my time dreaming what the future's gonna bring. And all of this time, there's a world passing by right in front of me.
You're on BPN Radio. Who am I talking to?
Fredna Chavan.
What is your first name?
Fredna, F-R-E-D-N-A.
Fredna, okay. Fredna, welcome to BPN Radio. Let's make an announcement. What do you want to announce today?
I just declare that God will use me to be part of, in some way, seeing 1,000 families set financially free. I don't know what that looks like or how it's going to happen, but I believe that he will use me for that.
Fredna, I just bless you right now. I set myself in agreement with your words, your announcement, that you're going to have 1,000 families get financially free, because I believe that there are many people that are free from all sorts of strongholds except financial bondage. So I just declare in Jesus' name that the passion that God has put in your heart to help people get free of indebtedness, they are loaded down. They carry the weight of indebtedness around with them. And I declare over you, Fredna, that God is going to use you in a very specific way to do that in Jesus' name. And I declare that God is going to give you a major entrance, and it's going to look quite unbelievable. But all things are possible, and nothing is impossible. So get started. Get started, because time is moving on, and a lot of people are waiting to hear your voice, Fredna. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I receive it.
Okay. All right. We have time for about one more call. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that God is working in your life, and he has a wonderful plan for you. We have run out of time for taking phone calls, but tomorrow is another prophetic session. I just sense just an incredible, this great passion in my heart to be able to take this microphone that God has given me and speak to you, and to know that God is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And wow, what God is at work. God is at work. So I'm about run out of time. Delvin Kinzer is next with the news. And I'm receiving a phone call, but I have to take that phone call tomorrow. And if you're listening at a later time today, tell your friends about Prophetic Wednesday. And so I know that one word from God can change your life forever. If you want to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, because BPN Radio is sponsored by you, our loyal listeners, you can go to, you go to bpnradio.com, go down to the bottom of the page and click on donate, and it'll give you all the information that you need. We'll run out of time here on BPN Radio. But Dale Gentry here saying, God loves you, and exciting days are happening. One word from God can change your life. And continue listening here on BPN Radio.
You're listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.